He cleared his throat. He tried again, this time a little more forcefully. Honor, wake up.
Headache. Go away.
He'd like to go away, but as reality came more into focus, he realized he didn't know where they were, since this wasn't his hotel room. And based on the decor and the unfamiliar view out the window, this wasn't their hotel either. He wasn't about to get dressed and leave her there alone. She finally rolled over to face him, and he saw the same pained expression on her face that he'd had when he first woke.
Ow.
Honor. Then her eyelids peeked open.
Owen?
Yeah. She shot up in bed.
Owen, what are you doing in my bed?
This isn't your bed. Actually, it's not my bed either. I'm not exactly sure where we are. She pulled the sheet up tight and clutched it like a favorite blanket.
What? What happened last night?
I was hoping you might remember. She frowned and rubbed her temple.
I remember tequila. Shots. Lots of them. And then a club and dancing and more drinks. And not much after that.
His lips curved as memories of bright lights and moving hips came back to him. Oh, right. Dancing.
Stop smiling, Owen. We are naked in bed together.
Which to him wasn't a bad thing. But from the look of horror on Honor's face, to her, it was. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. We got toasted and obviously fell into bed. I guess it happens.
It does not happen. Not to me.
It's not like I do this every weekend either. She blew out a breath, sending one of her curls sailing in front of her face. He so wanted to reach out and tuck it behind her ear, but he didn't think that would be a good idea right now.
I need to go to the bathroom, she said. Would you turn around?
Sure.
He flipped over on his side and waited until he heard the bathroom door close. He rolled over and stared up at the ceiling, lacing his fingers behind his head. It was then that he felt the metal on his finger. He lifted his hand and saw a thin band of gold encircling his left ring finger.
Huh.
His left ring finger.
His left wedding ring finger.